If you want to turn this morning to the book of Exodus, chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. Praise God. Just want to look at a couple of verses and then we'll go back and we'll look at some of this. We'll tie it together. Amen. Exodus chapter 32 and verse 26. And the Bible says, "Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, 'Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me.' And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, 'Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor.' And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses. And there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men." I want to preach on a question this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought. Who is on the Lord's side? Who is on the Lord's side? As we see this playing out and we see that from the beginning, now I want to go back this morning. I want you to paint a picture, because I want you to see what's taking place as Moses comes up and he's leading the people. He's leading that little nation of Israel and he's bringing them out, amen. And Moses goes up on the mountain and he prays and he fasts for 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of an almighty God. And I want you to notice this. He doesn't do that for only for himself, but he does it for his people. And he goes up there and he prays and he fasts and he talks to God. And God begins to give him the law. God begins to give him a direction that they can follow that'll help them and make them prosperous. But while Moses is up there, the people begin to wonder and begin to even question what's taking place. And I want to just see the picture here. Moses is on the mountain and he's alone with God. Amen. He went up there. He's talking to God. He's in the presence of a holy God. Amen. And he's talking to God. And the people down in the valley, they begin to wonder even about the man of God. They begin to question even his ability to lead. Now I want you to notice it, and now remember the picture. The man of God, he's already sacrificed and come to Egypt. He's already stood before Pharaoh and proclaimed the things of God. He's already interceded for them in so many different instances. He got them together up, and he brought them out of Egypt at top of the world, at top of sinfulness. Amen. He led them out, praise God, by the mighty hand of God. He didn't lead them out by himself. He led them out with the help of God. Amen. But they begin to question here in Exodus 32 in verse 1. And they saw that Moses was delayed in coming back and out of the mountain. And then he says, "The people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him up." He said, "We want you to get up." And said, "You want you to make us gods." Amen. Now Moses, think about it. Moses is he's on the mountain. Amen. Interceding for the very people that's there, just forgetting about him and thinking only about themselves. Amen. And they said, "Get us up, make us God, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt." So we won't know what's come of him. They said, "You know what? This Moses, he's been gone 4 days. We don't know what's going to do. This man," amen, but they forgot what that man had done for them. And it wasn't that man had done it, but praise God, it was the God of that man. That man, praise God, had stepped out on faith, trusted a holy God, and God had brought deliverance on that nation. Amen. Brought them out of that bitter bondage, praise God, of that old world. When God began to let them out, they began to follow him, and God began to bring them out. Ain't it amazing how God will bring us out? Amen. Amen. But they begin to, and they told Aaron, "We want you to make us a calf. Make us a God. Something we can see." I want to say, just because we can't see God don't mean that he ain't there. Amen. Amen. God is real, praise God. He's there today. He's there tonight. He's there forever. Amen. He's there. He's ever present. But they told Aaron, they said, "We want you to make us gods." So he says, you break off your earrings, amen, your gold earrings, which are in the ears of your wives and your sons and your daughters, and bring them to me. Amen. You say, well, look there, preacher, all them people, they had earrings and they had gold all over. Yeah, because it was wickedness. Amen. Those were symbols of Egypt. See, they was trying to hold on to that old life. They was trying to hold on to that old world and pray God that God was trying to bring them out of. If we ain't careful, pray God, we'll try to hold on to that old world, that old life that God's trying to drag us out of. Amen. I mean, with a mighty hand, he was trying to bring them out and they was putting up a resistance. I wonder how many people in the world today, pray God, God's trying to bring us out with a mighty hand and we're putting up a resistance. But Aaron told me, he said, you break off all those things. And verse 4 said, he received them out of their hands and fashioned them into a graven, fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they, now watch this, they, who is those rebellious against God? That's who the they is, those that's rebelling against God. He said, they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. You just see the deception of the world. If we ain't careful, we'll get our eyes off of God and we'll think that everything around us, amen, is what's making us. But praise God, I won't say what'll make us today is the good God of glory. What'll deliver us today, what'll bring us out is good God Almighty. Amen. When we put our faith and our trust in Him. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. Goodness gracious. And Aaron made proclamation, said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. But it was a feast to the Lord. Listen, it was a feast to an idol. Amen. Can you see this playing out? Now remember, Moses is still up on the mountain. He's still talking to God. He's in the presence of the true and the living God on their behalf. Amen. In the Bible, it said they rose up early on the morning. They, who is that they? That those that were rebellious. Now keep in your mind, those that are rebellious, those are rebelling against God. So they rose up early on the morning and offered burnt offerings and offered peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Isn't that a picture of where we're at? It's all about just having a good time. It's just all about the games and the gimmicks, amen, that we have, that we put before God. Amen. That's it. That it stirs us and gives us joy and excitement. Amen. So we so thank. They rose up to play before the Lord. God help. He said, and the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. No, he said, God said, I didn't do this. See, we were leading them in the right way, praise God. But he said, but they corrupted themselves. You know why? Because they got their mind off of God. He said, they have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them, and they have made them a molten calf. He said, what they did, they made them something they could look at and see. They made them something they could lay hands. I won't say, my God, if he was small enough that I could put my hands on him, he wouldn't be big enough to be my God. Amen. But praise God, he's far exceeding above everything I could hope and imagine in my God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, they sacrificed unto it and said, these be thy gods, O Israel. Who said that? Those rebellious bunch. Amen. He said, which have brought thee up out of Egypt. He said, it's that rebellious bunch that's saying this. And the Lord said unto Moses, so he was still there in his presence. He said, I have seen this people, and behold, now watch this. He said, it is a stiff-necked people. I got to think about it. Have you ever had a stiff neck? I get them sometimes. They have a stiff neck. You know what happens when you get a stiff neck? You can't turn your head. Amen. So what Moses is telling, what he's telling Moses here, he said, they're a stiff neck bunch. He said, hey, praise God, their neck's locked up and I can't turn their head. Amen. He said, they've got into a lifestyle and a situation and a rebellious nature and I can't get their attention. Amen. He said, they're not listening to me. They're following after the lust of the flesh and the things of this world. And he said, I can't turn their head. I can't get them to get their eyes and their focus on me no more. Amen. He said, their neck's locked up. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people in this world that call them Christians and their neck, they're stiff neck, their neck's locked up. God can't turn their head. God can't get their attention. But he has ways, amen, of doing that. Amen. He has way. He said, now therefore let me alone that my wrath may wax hot against them and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. Now watch this. God's already allowed Moses to bring the people out of Egypt, brought them right to the foot of the mountain to give them the law. Amen. Brought them through all this adversity. And he said, hey, he said, just let me alone, Moses. He said, I'm going to take care of this bunch for you. He said, the Lord said, I'm fed up with them. I'm tired of trying to deal with it. They won't turn their head. They won't listen. I'll just do this thing. I'll just get rid of them. And he said, and boy, I tell you, he told Moses, he said, I'll make of you a great nation. He said, you've stayed with me. You've been true. I'll make of you a great nation. But notice Moses. Now see, Moses is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See, if it'd be me or you, we'd get caught up in our pride. We'd say, yeah, Lord, go ahead. I'm tired of fooling with them anyway. Amen. But he had a heart of compassion and a heart of love. As the man of God, he said, oh, not so, Lord. He said, oh, God, please don't do this thing. Amen. Look what he said. Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Amen. He said, Lord, you've done all these mighty things. Why you get upset with them now? Amen. Can you imagine a man standing there before a thrice holy God and saying, Lord, would you please reconsider? Amen. Amen. You know what? Hey, listen, you don't deserve heaven this morning, but we got an intercessor, praise God, that's there to talk to God on everybody. We don't deserve it. Amen. Amen. We were rebellious and stiff-necked, but praise God, we have an intercessor with the Lord, through the Lord Jesus Christ, pleading our case. Amen. He goes on and he said, hey, listen, said if this thing, he said, where else should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out and slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Amen. He said, Moses goes before the father, Brother Jeff, and he says, would you reconsider? Amen. He said, would you reconsider? You know what? God was just listening to hear that. Amen. You know what I believe? I believe that was a test for Moses. He would say, hey, listen, they're rebelling against me. Will you rebel against me too? Amen. That man of God, he said, Lord, please. Please don't do this. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because he loved his people. Amen. He said, remember Abraham and Isaac and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saith unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Now notice this. He said, the Lord thought to do his people. He said, this is what I could do, Moses. Amen. He said, this is what I ought to do, Moses. But Moses said, oh, please don't do that, Lord. Please have mercy, praise God. Please bestow that grace. Amen. Praise God and said, God, repent. He reconsidered it. Amen. And Bible says that Moses turned, he went down the mount. He had those two testaments of testimony in his hand. The Ten Commandments. They wrote on the front and the back. But that was carved out by the finger of God. Amen. And Moses takes him, to make a long story short, he takes those testaments and he goes back down. Moses turned and went down from the mount to two tablets, to testimony with his hands, and the tablets were written on both sides, and on the one side and on the other were they written. And the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven under the stones. And as they go back down the mountain, Joshua hears the sound of noise of the people as they shouted. He said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. He said, war's taking place down there. And he said, it is not the voice of them that are that shout for mastery, neither is the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. Now I want to know, pray God, I believe this man of God, he heard that, he thought, well, glory. Amen. Maybe this is all right. They singing, they praise, they're praising God. Amen. That's what you hope for. Amen. You hope peoples are singing and praising the Lord. Amen. Lifting up His holy and mighty name. But then when he got within sight, it came to pass as soon as he came nigh to the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. Moses had the very handwriting of God, the commandments of God. And when he seen this dancing and this singing, praise God, to this artificial, this made up God, he took those tablets that represent the law, and he took those tablets, those that revealed the very law of God, and he cast them down and shed. He said, hey, listen. He said, this is what you've already done. He said, well, I've been talking to God on your behalf. You've broken all the laws. Amen. He said, well, preacher, how do you know he broke them all? Because if you broke one, you broke them all. Amen. He said, you've already broke the law of God. Amen. That he has for you. Amen. And the Bible says that Moses' anger is hot. He broke the tablets. He said he took the calf which they had made and burnt it in a fire and ground it to powder and strewed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. Amen. Hey, he said, praise God, even at this time, the dissipation of grace was still being appointed to and directed to. Praise God, he took that up and he ground that powder fine and it cast upon the water. I'm talking about the water word, praise God, that'll take away sins. Amen. And Moses said, praise God, we got to get rid of this. He ground it fine as powder and washed it away, praise God. The only thing that will take away sins, precious, is the Word of God. Amen. He'll wash it, praise Him, make you clean. Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? Moses said, Aaron, I left you in charge. Can you see this? He said, Aaron, I left you in charge. What in the world? What compelled you to do this? But now notice what Aaron did. He must have been a Baptist. Amen. He must have been a hardcore Baptist because he said, and Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest that the people that they are set on mischief. Huh? He said, you know how these people are dead set to do mischief. You see, he blamed it on people. He said, hey, listen, we don't know what's happened to Moses. And he said, well, listen, I'll tell you what's happened. He's up there interceding for you with God, amen. He's in the presence of God. But he didn't do that. They said, make us a God. Said, we need a leader. We need something to lead us. And he said, he made this eye, it's idol, it's golden calf. But he said it didn't happen that way. Amen. Ain't it amazing how you talk to people and most times they say, well, you know what? It didn't really happen that way. I didn't intend for it to go that direction. I didn't mean to happen this way. He said, for they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, here we go again, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we won't know what has become of him. He said, they didn't give up on you, Moses. Amen. Hey, you've led them this far. You got them. You brought them out of bitter bondage. You brought them through Dead Sea. They look back and they seen the soldiers are coming. They said, oh my goodness, this is it. But praise God, you interceded with God. Amen. You brought them through the Red Sea. You destroyed the army of Pharaoh. Glory be to God. And all those things. But said that they look back and said, I don't know about this man. But he said, and I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire and watch this. He said, and there came out this calf. Man. He said, yeah. He said, I said, just give me your gold. You got any gold? Break off your earrings. Hey, man, those old adulterous symbols that you brought out of Egypt. He said, just break them off and give them to me. And he said, he took them. He said, I just throwed them in the fire and that calf just jumped out. Amen. Yeah, he said, I threw it in there and boom, there it was. It just jumped out. Jumped out of the forest. I just jumped out of the forest. Yes, and I couldn't believe it myself. Don't he sound like most Baptists? It wasn't there and then there it was. Can't believe that. But listen to what happens. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. Now notice Aaron's lie here. Amen. Aaron just told a bold-faced lie to the man of God. But he wasn't lying to the man of God. He was lying to God. I remember a story in the book of Acts, a couple that done that. Amen. They lied to God. They said they sold a possession, a piece of property. And they designed between themselves that they were going to hold back part of it. Now they sold it. Hey, when they sold it, it was theirs to do with as they pleased. Just kind of like our life and everything that God gives, it's ours to do with as we please. But when we say that we're going to dedicate it to the Lord, they say that we're going to give it to the Lord, and we hold back a part, then we grieve the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. And what did He do? He slew the husband first, and they wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. And just a little while, his wife Sapphira, she come back in, and she said, Hey, how you doing, boy? Ain't you proud of us? And looking for somebody to pat her on the back and say, boy, what a blessing you are to the church. Amen. And Peter said, did you not sell it for so much? She said, oh yeah, because she had done talked to her husband, they'd done conspired together. And she said, oh yeah, for so much. And he said, well, wound up and carried your husband out, they're going to come get you, take you out, bury you too. And then they yield up the Holy Ghost. God, she died. Amen. God killed her right there for lying. She wasn't lying to the church. She was lying to God. Amen. They weren't lying to the church. They weren't lying to them. They was lying to God. Amen. Pray God. God help us to never lie to God. Amen. But you know, even in that, Moses made intercessory. Amen. He began to intercede for me. He began to intercede for Aaron right then. It tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 9. Moses is rehearsing this to the people of Israel before they go into the promised land. And he said that he was up on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, verse 11. He got the tables of stone and the covenants of God. And he rose up early and the Lord told him, said, get down quickly. He said, your people have done gotten a mess. Hey, they're not following my commandment. They're not living up to what they said they would do. He said that, he said, they're a stiff-necked people. He said, I've been trying to get their attention, but I can't even turn their head. He said, just let me alone and I'll destroy them. He said, oh, please not. And the Bible says in verse 19, he said, for I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you. He said, but the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also. Amen. That means that the Lord had listened to the man of God before. Amen. Amen. As he interceded. Amen. Why? Because he listens to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our great intercessor. Praise God. In verse 20, he said, the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burnt it with fire and stamped it and ground it very small, even until it was as small as dust. And I cast the dust therein into the brook that descended out of the mound. He said, praise God, I interceded with God. I took your sin upon myself. Praise God, I ground it. Amen, I burned it. I ground it, praise Lord, to its finest powder. I cast it on the brook. And praise God, and the water, glory to God, the water and the word took it out of the camp. Amen. Praise be to God. Got rid of it. Amen, he interceded on behalf of Aaron. Praise God. But he said, listen, he said, what you've done, he said, you've made the people naked. You know, God hates nakedness. Amen. God despises nakedness. He gave us a cloak of righteousness. Amen. He don't want us to be unclothed. But He wants us to be clothed upon with righteousness. He wants us to be, listen, a man, woman, boys, and girls, He wants us to be covered up. Amen. He said, we don't go around naked. He said, we keep our flesh covered. Amen. Pray, why? Because we cover it because it's the righteousness of God. It's the right thing to do. Amen. Praise God. But he said they were, that Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked. But do you know what he's talking about here? He's talking about losing that favor and that protection of God. Amen. The righteousness, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, it was taken away from them because what Aaron had done. Amen. Instead of pleading for the good God of glory, say, hey, just hold on a minute. Moses will be back in a day or two. Things will be all right. God's got this. Amen. He heeded what said, and the Bible said he made them naked. Amen. Took off that cloth of righteousness, took off the very help that they had, that they needed. And here we see Moses, verse 26, our text. He said, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp. Now do you see this? This type of crisis, he stood without the camp. Amen. There was another one done that over 2,000 years ago. The Bible said he was crucified without the camp. Amen. He stood without the camp, that place of separation. Amen. Are you hearing me? Moses stood in that place of separation. And notice what he says. He said, who is on the Lord's side? Amen. Isn't that a great question this morning? Who's on the Lord's side? I wonder if I ask you this morning, who's on the Lord's side? Raise your hand. Amen. I wonder how many could sincerely raise their hand and say, Lord, preacher, I'm on the Lord's side. I'm sold out, lost out. My soul, body, mind, and spirit, praise God, they belong to God. Amen. We should be able to. Amen. We need to be able to. I'm afraid there's so many that can't. He said, who's on the Lord's side? Amen. Moses, type of Christ, he's asking that. And he said, let him come to me. You know what he was saying, Brother Andrew? He said, you got to come out of that world. He said, you got to come out of your own sinfulness. He said, we have to come to the Lord. Amen. He'll stand at the door and knock, but praise God, he won't intrude upon our lives. But he'll beg us, he'll plead with us that we come to him before it's too late. It's time for God's people, praise God, to come to the Lord. Amen. To come to him, to come to where he's at. To find in our lives that place of separation unto the Lord. Amen. It's worth it. Amen. Amen. The Bible says here that he said, and all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. You know who they were? They were the called out. You believe today that God's got a group of people, praise God, the called out man, and that's come to the Lord. Amen. That we're coming to the Lord. We're following Christ. Amen. So we see him, they come out. He said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Now I want you to notice this. God had just given them the law. They were living under time of law. And God says here, he said, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp and slay every man his brother and every man his companion and every man his neighbor. Amen. Did they? The Bible said, and the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, which was the word of God. Moses wasn't doing it. It was God told him to do that. Amen. And said, the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. Amen. Because of the law, because of the broken law, because of their disrespect, because of their rebellion against God. Amen. God moved through that place. And he said, hey, listen, he's not a respecter of persons. He said, you take up your sword and you go through that place, and those that's standing in rebellion, those that are living vile and wicked, he said, take the sword, praise God, and cut them down. Amen. Because it was time of law. Amen. God says, hey, listen, if they're going to rebel against me, if they're going to rebel against my word, against my commandments, what I say to do, amen. He said, cut them down. Amen. But ain't you glad, praise God? And he said, you go through the homes and the neighborhoods, go from tent to tent. He said, hey, and those that are rebellious against God. He said, whether it be a mama or a daddy or a brother or sister, he said, take the sword, praise God, and slay them. Cut them down. That's what the law said to do. Man, they were rebellious against God. But ain't you glad, Brother Rex, you're living under a day of grace? Amen. But I want to say, praise God, He's still doing the same thing today. Amen. He said, well, preacher, really? Yeah, he said, take the sword. Amen. Glory be, listen to me, children. He said, take that sword, praise God, that precious word of God. And he said, go to hell. I pray God, preach them the truth. Tell them the truth. If they don't like it, praise God, tell them anyway with Christian love, amen, that God of glory would slew their wicked heart, amen. Give them a heart of love, a heart of compassion. Take out that old hard heart. Amen. Pray God, ain't you glad we're living under grace and not the law? Amen. Glory to God. He said, take the sword, praise God, and go from house to house. Don't be a respecter person. Amen. Praise God. It's time for me and you to stand up with a spine of a saw log and just say, you know what? It's what God says that matter. It don't matter what I say. He said we must repent and be born again. We've got to receive God. We're living in a day of easy believism when we say, well, I hope you'll get in, honey. I hope you'll be all right. They're not going to be all right. Amen. We need to say, you know what? God said you're lost and you're going to go to hell, lost without God. If you continue to rebel against God, you're going to die and go to hell. Amen. But He said, if you'll trust in Him, accept the death, burial, resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. Amen. He said, take that sword and go from house to house. He said, don't be a respecter of persons. Amen. I'm afraid we're afraid of our people. Amen. But we need to take with the courage of God and go before them. Amen. Slaying those that we will. See, they've been promised a revealing. He tells us, and He said, you go through and you slay those ringleaders, those rebellious. See, I believe they were some of them that went back to their tent and said, oh goodness, Lord, we messed up. But they still haven't they. Those that were rebellious, those that were rebelling against God, amen, they were still there in front of their tent with their chest stuck out saying, what are you going to do about it? That remind you of anybody in this world we live in? What are you going to do? If you don't like the way I live, what are you going to do about it? I'm going to tell you, God loves you and He'd like to see you saved. Because He don't want you to die and go to hell in your lost condition. Amen. So I'm going to pray for you that God will save your soul before you die and go out of here. Before He takes you out, I'm praying He'll save you. Amen. Praise the Lord. They said, and I call it verse 29. He said, for Moses had said, consecrate yourself today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that He may bestow upon you a blessing this day. Now notice I said Moses had said. What does that mean? It means the man of God had forewarned them. Amen? He had forewarned. He said, hey, listen. He said, when this thing's finished, when I've finished talking to God, when I've been finished getting the goods for you from God, amen, praise God, I'm going to bring you such a blessing. Glory be to God. I'm going to reveal you the very mind of God. Amen. He said, you just need to be ready. You need to be telling everybody that there's something great a coming. Amen. I want to say there's something great a coming. And it's going to be a shout and a trump. Praise God. And God's people is going to go out of here shouting the glory. Amen. Praise God. He said, He's calling them out today. Praise the Lord. And the Bible gives us that intercession for Moses. And I'm going to be done. So it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto people, you've sinned a great sin. Amen. You know what he's saying? He said, do you realize your own sinfulness? Amen. I told church a couple Wednesday nights ago, I said, you know, if we, the church, could just realize and recognize and accept our own sinfulness. Just realize, because I believe about two-thirds of us think, well, you know, I'm not too bad. But see, the only thing about that is when we say we're not too bad, we've got on the other side, we've got to say, well, I'm not too good either. Amen. Still no sinner in needing of a Savior. He said, hey, listen, hey, you have sinned a great sin. And now I will go up. Here he goes again, type of the Lord. He said, I will go up unto the Lord pre-adventure. He said, perhaps I shall make an atonement for you. He said, maybe God will let me intercede one more time. I wonder how many times Jesus is going to have to intercede on our behalf before we just fall before God, amen, and say, Lord, here I am. Praise the Lord. Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? It's time to make a decision whose side we're on. He said, Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. He wasn't telling something. He wasn't telling God something he didn't already know about. Amen. But listen, he wasn't candy coating it either. He said, "Say, hey, Lord, they didn't know what they was doing." Amen. You just got to kind of overlook them. They didn't know. He didn't say that. He said, "Lord, they've sinned a great sin. They made them other gods. They put things before you." Amen. Praise the Lord. The things that we put first, the things that are important to us. You see the sign I put on the board? The things that are important to us is the things they put first. The things that are important to us are the things that we put first. Amen. He said, listen, so they didn't know. He said, yes, they did know. And they made them gods of gold. He said, yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin. And then there's that dash. As a fellow down to meet and talked about that dash, I reckon maybe this is a time that they just wasn't no words that could be said. But I believe there was a lot of words that could be said. Amen. Moses was the saintest God, and he said, now if thou wilt forgive their sins, he said, if you'll forgive their pride, their pridefulness, oh please God, help them to recognize the pride and their haughtiness that they're holding up here so that they can't recognize you. Amen. Because that pride turns into self-will. He said, God, they've done fell into self-will, what they want to do for them. Amen. He said, if we ain't very careful, we follow it. We get caught up in pride and we get caught up in the self-will. And you know what that leads to? Selfishness. Amen. If we ain't get careful, we get so caught up in ourselves, praise God, that we don't have time for God. Amen. Because I've got so much that I have to take care of. Amen. But God says, hey, well, why don't you let me take care of it for you? But they get caught up in pride. No, so they're caught up in pride. They're caught up in self-will. They're caught up in selfishness, which leads most of the time to self-righteousness. Well, that's where we get that. Well, I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty good person. I'm doing okay. Are we? See, when we get into self-righteousness, you know what that leads to? Self-deceit. Amen. We get self-deceived and we think, you know what? I'm doing pretty good. I'm prosperous. I seem to be going kind of in the right direction. Bible says there's a way that seemeth right to a man. Amen. But it's not right in the eyes of God. Praise the Lord. It's that self-deception that we have. And when we get caught up in pride and self-will and selfishness, self-deception and self-righteousness, and then it leads to self-destruction. Amen. If we ain't very careful, next thing we know, we're self-destructing. Amen. And when we won't come to ourselves to realize how far we are away from God. When God has sent an intercessory for us to be there for us, but what did they keep doing? But like most of you, they kept looking back. They kept looking back at Egypt. Amen. We get to thinking about those things that we left behind. But see, we mess up because we ought to be thinking, looking upon the thing that's ahead for a child of God. Amen. Not about the things that we have to leave behind, praise God, but what's ahead for me and you. Amen. The love and the hope and the prosperity according to God's will. Amen. Amen. Moses was interceding for him. He said, oh Lord, they're sinful. They don't realize. Hey, listen, help them to see their sinfulness. And he said, that Lord, he said, you talk about intercessor as a type of Christ. He says, Lord, he said, and if not, he said, Lord, if you won't forgive them of all this stuff that they're doing within themselves, give them another chance. He said, if you won't do that, Lord, he said, just blot me out. I pray thee out of thy book which thou hast written. He said, Lord, if you won't forgive them, he said, just take me out too. Amen. He said, if you can't forgive them, if you can't give them another chance, he said, just take me out there. He said, make it look as if like I had never been born. Amen. Well, what a, you know, our Savior's the same way. Amen. He laid aside everything to be our intercessor. Amen. He said, it wasn't about me. He laid aside His glory, even the glory of heaven. And He came down, praise God, to be that price of sin for me and you. Amen. He paid the price for us. Did it work? Yeah. Amen. Moses said, hey, listen. He said, Lord, just take off my name off the register of heaven. And the Lord said unto Moses, He said, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out. Amen. He said, okay, look. He said, I won't blot them all out. He said, I ain't going to blot you out. You haven't committed no sin. You haven't sinned against me. He said, those that have, He said, I'll blot them out. He said, for now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. God says, I'm not going to forget it. If they won't repent of it, amen. He said, I'll call it to remembrance one day. God help us. He said, and the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. Amen. But the intercessor's there. He's still there today. And He's calling out from without the camp. And He's saying this, who is on the Lord's side? Amen. I want to ask you this morning, are you on the Lord's side? If we ain't, hey listen, we need to give up our rebellion, our rebellious attitude, and we need to get on the Lord's side. Amen. He said, if you're on the Lord's side, He said, come to me. Amen. Outside the camp. Amen. Away from the junk that so easily besets us and gets a hold of mine. He said, who is for the Lord? Let him come unto me. Amen. Our Lord's saying the same thing today. He said, those of you that's for the Lord, would you come to me as you stand with me today? I ask you the same question. Who's for the Lord? Are you for the Lord today?